Hello, everyone. Welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. My weekly live stream is starting right now. It is 11 a.m. on July 21st, 2025, Monday morning. I am so happy to be here with you all. We actually have a pretty gloomy day here in the Bay Area, so I'm all bundled in a sweater, even though it's July. It's so funky how, we're talking about seasons today, and I feel like it's just interesting seasons, how they all flow together this way. So let me just make sure you all are here with me. And then we're going to jump into this really fun topic that I love talking about seasons. I love talking about change. I'm a Sagittarius, and I'm always craving change. So I love being able to kind of talk about the way that I embrace change and the way that I love opportunities to be spontaneous and opportunities to... I don't know. I'm always yearning for something new. And being a new mom, I'm getting something new all the time, but I'm also stuck in a very similar pattern day in and day out. So, you know, this is another season of my life that I'm in right now. But anyway, that's what we're going to be jumping into and talking about today. And I'm just going to see who's here in the chat room. We have Michelle. Oh, yep, we have, he is asleep behind me. I am pushed to the very front of this chair right now, asking about if my kitten is going to be here with us today. He's here. He is right here behind me. I think he's going to be pissed if I move him, because this is his chair. I'm only really in this chair because it's his chair. I'm only in this chair when I'm doing this live stream with you guys or recording for YouTube. And this is his chair the rest of the week. And so he's kind of mad that I'm in it right now. But he may pop up here. This is a little flat spot he loves being in. So let me see who else is here. Hi, Serena. From Renee. Hi, Renee. Oh, so glad you're here, hun. Thank you for being here. Quelly is here. Michelle says that Sunny is here with her. Good. So I'm sure you will see Mango in a moment. If he doesn't, I'll hold his face up to the camera for you all. I know he's a good star. Yes, Michelle, I'm definitely going to connect with you and give you a reading. If any of you are interested in a reading today, go ahead and leave a comment in the chat, and I will make sure to connect with you all. For those of you who are joining us on 1-2 Radio, if you're listening on YouTube, I also live stream through 1-2radio.com. And so if you want to join us on YouTube, go ahead to my channel, Life Journeys with Serena on YouTube, and you'll be able to connect with me through our live stream there, and you'll be able to see this fun fun environment we have going on. You can probably hear my dog walking around. My cat is either going to start biting me or will jump up and be a part of the show that way. But you guys are welcomed into my home for the next hour, and it's always fun to connect with you all this way. So looks like we're getting a few other requests for messages. Steph is here. Hi, Steph. Thank you for being here. I will make sure to give you a reading in just a moment. You've got the pup here too, you guys. Okay, so today we are talking about seasons. Oh, there you go. We're talking about change because it seems like it's been just a really consistent, whenever I'm connecting with my clients and whenever I'm just connecting with everyone's energy overall, there is some significant change going on in everyone's life, whether that has to do with work and you're between jobs, or I feel like a lot of people have been talking to me about whether you are struggling financially or looking for that career change or waiting to hear back from job applications. And it's such a consistent theme in everyone's life. There's financial change going on. There's lifestyle changes going on. And
it's so easy to feel like you're a victim of circumstance. It's so easy to feel like you don't have control over the change that's going on in your life, and just feel like everything's happening to you. So I want to talk a bit today about the way that you can regain a bit more of that control, that feeling that you have a say in what's going on, and how you can build a trusting relationship with change in your life. One of my favorite songs, that's been a favorite song of mine for a long time, is Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. If you haven't heard this song, go listen to it. Fleetwood Mac overall is just an incredible band. But there's this one lyric in this song that whenever the song comes on, it's on so many of my playlists. Whenever this song comes on, I always sit there and go, gosh, this is exactly what my relationship with change feels like. And the lyric is, can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? I feel like that just sums up so much of my personal relationship with change, because there's times where things are rolling and moving so fast and I'm going, gosh, am I up for this? Can I handle this? And then, you know, you step up, you handle it. That's what you do. Or you need to take a step back and slow down and say, it's okay that I can't handle this right now. I'm going to engage with this in a moment, but I need to give myself some grace through this change. There's such, like, being able to listen to what you're actually capable of and what you can actually handle is such an important step in building that trusting relationship with change. And so it's like, can I handle the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? It's such a valid question. And I think when we think about change, where we think about the seasons of life, I think that's such a wonderful way to label change, because just like the four seasons that we exist in, or if you live in a space where maybe you only have two seasons, or it's hot year round, but you have one part of the year where it's hotter, I don't know. Like, you go into a new season, so excited about that new season, and maybe you've been craving summer for so long, but then you get a few months into summer and you're going, gosh, okay, I'm ready for something different. I'm ready for fall. I'm really excited about whatever it is that you crave in fall, or you're really excited about winter. Like, there's a dynamic that exists within the natural seasons, the annual seasons that we experience in nature, where you are both grateful and excited for what you have right now and yearning for something different. And you know there's a guarantee there, right? You know that change is coming. No matter what, that change is going to happen. And so when we take this relationship that we have with annual seasons and apply it to the change that's happening in our lives and the seasons that we experience in our lives, there's something that there's a really big lesson there, because change is so constant, right? There's that quote that says something like, the only constant in life is change, right? Change, seasons are going to happen no matter what. This change is going to come into your world no matter what. But when you're frustrated with your world, or when you're stuck in a low part of life, or when change feels really scary, maybe, it can be so hard to recognize that this is only a season, that this moment will pass, this season will pass, and the next season is coming. Sometimes these seasons take a really long time. You can be in a certain pattern for a long time, but it's inevitable that change is going to happen. And so I just feel like this is a message that everyone can connect with, and that there's this inevitability that comes in life with change. And if you are fighting that change, or if you are holding on to this doubt that change may never come, or you're afraid of the change that's coming, then that relationship is just going to feel tumultuous, right? It isn't going to have the harmony that we have with the four seasons that we interact with, because there's just that trust that those four seasons are going to happen. It's never been doubted, right? There's such consistency, there's history there, there's reliability, and the change that happens in our world, it isn't as consistent, it isn't as reliable. But if we're able to kind of add a bit of that trust that we have with the four seasons of our life into, or the two, you know, however many seasons you have in your world, into the change that exists for us, there's so much power sitting there and comfort. Like, it's almost like there's that little secret tool that you can have in order to add a bit of relief into whatever turmoil you're experiencing right now. And to truly address your relationship with change, right? Are you able to really look at, am I afraid of change? Am I yearning for change? Am I just begging for change? And then we can talk about manifestations, right? How can you invite change into your world? That's a big aspect of this too. So I'm going to be going, I'll connect with you all and give a couple readings and also give a general reading for those of you who have requested that. But later on in the show, I'm going to be talking about the way that we can just take some really simple tools and talk about grounding ourselves. But I want to talk about why that works. If you're able to connect with water or connect with nature and connect with soil and earth, there's something actually very scientific that happens that allows your nervous system to breathe and relax and kind of take a big exhale. There's something really empowering that actually happens scientifically to your nervous system and to your physical body when you connect with water, when you connect with nature. And so we're going to be talking about why that specific tool is so, why it works so well and why it's so important to actually use consistently as a way to kind of create a bit of stability and another constant in your world that you know you can rely on in the midst of all this change that's going on, regardless of what's happening, regardless of what's changing. Having that stability and having that consistency is key to be able to survive through all the crazy changes that are going on. And if you're really waiting for that next season to come, or if you're really afraid of what that next season to come is going to entail, is what's going to hold, what it will bring for you, having that consistency, that stability is huge. Okay, so that's what we're doing today. Before I jump into personal readings for those of you who have already requested, I am going to give a general reading, and I'm going to be using my Wisdom of Avalon deck, and I think I'm also going to use my Green Witch deck. Okay. So, I just talked a lot. Let's shake some of that off and just see whether you're listening to this live or you're listening to this later on or listening to a replay. This message is for you. I hope it resonates. And let's just see what energy, what connection is waiting for you. That's coming to mind. What connection is waiting for you? But also, just what message do you need to hear? All right, we have the Queen. And the Grail Knight. Okay, so this is actually a very clear romantic reading. It seems like there is, I'm getting that there's been some turmoil. This is an intuitive interpretation at this point, but there's been some turmoil within your relationship, whether you are waiting for a relationship or if you're currently in a relationship. It feels like there's either yearning for change, we're right back to change, or there's just been some conflict that hasn't been resolved there. And so I want to connect, see what action, or how should you approach this conflict? Okay, we have fruit, which is a beautiful message within the Green Witch deck, if you can see. Fruit is about achievement, it's about success, it's an affirmation, it's a card, it tells you absolutely yes, you're on the right track. And it seems like however you want to approach this conflict, this challenge, yeah, you will be successful within. I also just got seed. And seed is all about starting something new. It seems like you do have a new season coming in within your romantic life. This could be a new connection if you're single. This could be a new phase within your existing relationship where you're able to let some things go and put some things in the past. So what we see here is just address things head on. Don't beat around the bush. Be bold. We see that with fruit of just, there's success waiting here for you. There's achievement waiting here for you. You are going to be able to thrive within this next stage, you just need to be direct. Be bold. Take that action. It's very clear that this is that you need to just take action here in order to bring this into your life. You can't just wait for this to show up. Action is needed. And what I'm going to do, let's throw one more card. I have this. We're talking all about grounding through water today. So I have this beautiful, oracle deck that is all about ocean, water, nature that way. So that, and it's full of incredible action cards. So let's see how, like, yes, you need to be direct in inviting this change into your romantic world, but what approach do you need to have other than being direct, I guess? Let's see. Heard. May your brave call be carried on the wind. All right, just clearly go for it. You will be heard. Be direct. It is safe. It is safe to be heard. You are definitely going to be heard by your partner or by this new connection. Be direct. Be bold. It's safe to do so, which is, I love that I got to give that reading. That's wonderful. All right. Before I jump into the chat here, let me make sure I'm not missing anyone over on Facebook. If you're listening through 1-2 Radio, you can join the chat on Facebook by going into our chat room on 1-2radio.com. You click on the chat button on the left-hand side, and then you'll scroll down and see my banner right there. You can leave a comment, or what I'd rather you did is if you click on the link that's posted in the Facebook chat room, it'll take you straight to our YouTube page and you can leave a comment there. All right, let me see what readings I can provide for everyone who has requested one so far. All right, so let's see. So Shell is open to anything Spirit has. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna focus here for you. And let's do one more. Trust. All right. You're on the right path. That change that you've been yearning for is coming. It seems like that I feel you going from, because you feel very scatterbrained right now, and I feel you going from this space of having so many different things going on to being focused and locked in. Like, that's the visual that's coming to mind here, is that change that's coming, because I feel like you are close to the end of this season that you've been in. It really does seem like that transition is coming up for you. And I'll throw one more of this Green Witch deck for you. The reason I'm pulling from the Green Witch deck is because this is tied to seasons. This is an incredible bond to nature through this deck, and I feel like that's just such a accurate. It just is so connected to the energy that I'm picking up from everyone lately. And so, Shell, I want to connect and see this ending that's coming up for you, where you're going to be able to go from having your hand in so many different things to being focused and on one path. Let me see what you need to know about that transition. Okay, you have Mushroom, which is recycling and breaking down problems. Mushroom definitely holds the energy of change, of transformation, and is about also being conscious of what you can, because when we think about the recycling act here, is what can you filter through the potential repetition that you could carry forward into this new stage? Because when we see this transition coming up where you are ending the season and beginning something anew, there's always a chance of repetition being carried through into this next season. And so it's almost like what I'm getting is you need to be conscious about what you're going to leave behind. You need to be very present and aware of the opportunity that you have here to leave these things behind that no longer serve you, so that you can really begin anew. And I'm gonna actually throw one more for you here. And you get seeds again. You guys saw me shuffle this deck. Lori Love was just talking about this in her show. We all keep throwing the same cards over and over again. And there is just something undeniable about that. I'm shuffling like crazy. And you guys, so seeds is about the fact that the seeds that you have already scattered, the things you have already started, are going to start to take root, are going to start to blossom. So it's that the actions that you've already taken are bringing about this change. There's something truly empowering about the fact that you can kind of rest easily a little bit now because this change you've been yearning for is on its way. And so what also sits within the energy of the card of seeds is to be optimistic, to be open-minded, to make sure that you are manifesting exactly what you want this new season to feel like. It's very important that you are also, you're consciously going into this new season, leaving behind what no longer serves you, but inviting what you desire. Inviting the connections that you want, the lifestyle that you want. Be very, like, you may just need to put together a dream board. You may need to just start journaling what you want to be in your everyday life. And that will just bring you so much closer to that focus spot where you're one path, very focused, clear mission. But that change is coming. It's coming. It's one of the seasons that inevitably has to end, right? All right. And I know you left a few other comments, so let me just check in and see. Shelly said, can we just pause and reflect on the many definitions of seasons? Instinctively, my brain always thinks of the four seasons. I've been in a season that has lasted 5 years. Yeah, so that's what I was saying, and we'll talk more about this once I finish with a few other readings, but that's such a big part of why we don't have that same trust and faith, in a sense, to the four seasons as we do, or we don't have that trust with the seasons that happen in our life the way that we do with the four seasons. There's something so, it's cyclical, it's dependable, there's that consistency there. And you don't ever doubt, like, it's not like a question, is fall going to come? Yes, fall is going to come. There's no doubt about that. But if we were able to apply that simplicity to the seasons that happen in our world, even though you're in a season that's lasted for 5 years, it is going to end. It's undeniable. It's going to end. This season is going, you will shift out of this season. It's just a fact. What's clear with your reading is that you have a lot of say in the way that you exit this season and when that happens. So while we don't have an ability to control when fall shows up in our four seasons, right? You have an ability to control how you interact with the seasons in your life. Are you a victim of circumstance, or are you able to step into an empowered space and let go of what you do not want from this season to carry forward and envision and embody what you want to invite into your world? There's something that is truly freeing once you admit that you have some control in the situation. And I hope you're able to sit within this space and truly dream about what that future could look like, rather than feeling like you have limited options or feeling like this is never going to end. There is an opportunity here for you to truly dream your wildest dreams about what your future could hold. And that seems like that's something that may be missing right now. And let me, so Shell, go ahead and leave another comment if you would like further clarification or if there's anything else we can jump into. Let me see who's next. We have Steph Hannigan. I'm interested in any messages. Okay, Steph, let's see. Let's see what is waiting for you. What is coming up for you? Okay, we have that Grail Knight energy again. Let's see what else. And the High Priestess. All right. So it feels like within, feels like you're currently in a relationship. Let's see. Yeah, it seems like you're currently in a relationship. And it also seems like there may have been some struggles lately about your, it could be your power dynamic. It could be your, like, whether that's is tied to gender roles, or if it actually has more to do with maybe the lifestyle that the two of you have. It seems like there's
there's a shift that may be happening right now in the way, whether that has to do with finances or just time. It does feel like it has to do with time. And it seems like the message that's coming through here, and here I'll shift over to our Green Witch deck. The message that's coming through here of, there we go. That's the missing link I needed. Hedge. It's all about boundaries. Having some sort of, you know, the potential that sits within setting boundaries, but also that being such a huge help within indecision, within a struggle to establish a consistent dynamic. It seems like you just need to establish some boundaries within this connection so that you two can thrive within your own space and then come together and thrive together. So, Steph, it definitely seems like there's really great potential in this connection. I feel a lot of hope and optimism within your energy, and I'm seeing the potential here as well. This is a wonderful connection. It just seems like you may just need to focus in a little bit on what belongs to you and what belongs to them, right? Like, because it seems like you may have kind of blurred everything together so much, and you just need to be able to pull yourself out and have your own identity and then be able to come together as two whole individual people, right? Which is so much easier said than done, right? But, and it's a process of growth. It's a process of growing within a relationship. And it's, and let me just see, Steph, you're saying, yes, I am. It's frustrating. Lifestyle differences. Yeah. It's okay. And what's clear is these lifestyle differences, they can work. They can flow together. You can thrive within these differences, but you can't try to force each other into your current lifestyle. Like, you can't say, this is good for me, so why can't it be good for you, right? You clearly are such different people. It feels like you definitely fall into that category of, like, opposites attract. And you just need to have some separation within your lifestyle so that when you do come together, you can come together harmoniously, thriving within your independence. But when you have a bit of that codependency, which when your lifestyles are so similar and synced up, it can be easy to do everything together, kind of blend your identities together, have the same hobbies, have the same things there. But I encourage you to, maybe it could be something even as simple as trying something that you've always wanted to try that you haven't had the chance to, independently on your own. And maybe it's something that you've been thinking that you could do together, but it's clear that you need to kind of have your own hobbies. You need to have your own friends. You need to have your own world and then come together from that space where the two of you are thriving. It seems like they'll also be able to do this. It's a little, I guess sometimes it can be seen as a bit taboo in our society to function this way within a relationship, but I think you two kind of need that structure in order to thrive. And I hope that resonates, and I hope that feels doable. And go ahead and leave a comment if you'd like a little more information. I'm sorry you're frustrated. Push through. Give each other the benefit of the doubt, but boundaries are needed. You need some structure. You need some boundaries within this. And that change is going to, once you start implementing these changes, once you start implementing this, the boundaries, it seems like it will rapidly kind of settle, okay? So that feels very positive, even though it's frustrating right now. All right, Steph, yes, very much. That helps a lot. Good. Okay, I'm glad. I go ahead and check back in at another live stream and let me know how it's going, okay? I love hearing if there's progress or if there's new struggles. I'd love to help however I can. So go ahead and follow up with us on that one. Okay, let me see who's next. I believe Jean McIntosh, may I please have a reading? I sense big change. Ooh, yes, wonderful. Big change is coming. I agree. Initially, my intuitive response is yes, there is big change coming for you. Let me check in and see of what nature or what do you need to be, what do you need to, okay. Let's get this question clear. Jean, what do you need to know in order to fully embrace this change?
Okay. The Earth Fairy invites us to be grounded and secure within our current world in order to embrace inevitable change. The Earth Fairy is very connected to the seasons, very connected to foundation and the consistency that exists within the changing seasons, right? So it seems like with this big change that is coming, yes, absolutely agree that this change is coming, it's almost as if you need to latch on to what is something that has worked for you so well in this season of life in order to create and, to continue that stability in this new change, right? And let me see. What other information? Yeah. Because, okay, there's the serpent is absolutely an invitation for you to shed what no longer serves you, right? But it also shows us that there is knowledge that exists within what currently works, right? There is wisdom that sits there. So don't throw baby out with the bathwater here. I feel that you've been really yearning for this change, Jean, and that this change has been... I mean, it just feels inevitable. It feels like you've been preparing for this for a while and that you've been manifesting it. It feels like you're very empowered within this change. But there are things that, even though things may have been frustrating, things may not have lined up the way you would have wanted, it's clear that there are parts of your world right now that do thrive, that do work really well, and shouldn't be taken for granted, because it's almost like you have the potential to lose that structure if you aren't consciously going into this new stage and carrying through those things that do work so well. And yeah, we have for an additional potion is your additional card from our Green Witch deck, which is all about empowerment. It's about like, I love this deck. It's about kind of picking and choosing all the different ingredients that are needed in order for this situation to thrive, right? So imagine like creating a potion. You've got all these different ingredients up on your shelves, and think of your shelves as the season that you're coming from, right? You've got all of these different potential ingredients or situations that have worked, and if you're struggling to figure out, gosh, I don't know exactly what you're talking about, think about moments that have felt, it could just be a specific memory or a specific couple of days or one interaction. Think about that concrete example and say, I want that energy to exist in this next. I'm going to put that into this potion, right? So it's almost like you need to be able to lock in on what those exact specific things are that you want to bring into this next stage. Even if you feel like they maybe weren't that big part, a big part of this current season, you need to be conscious about the way that you're pulling it into that next stage. So I hope that resonates, Jean. Let me check in and see if there's... All right. Okay, Jean. Exciting big change. It feels like it's going to feel really harmonious to you. It really does. I'm really excited for you. And looks like Tara is here. Hi, my dear. She says, I'd love a message if there's time. There is always time for you, Tara. Let me see what you need to hear. Okay, we have some things we're going to be taking off really quickly. The Fire Fairy is about, like, think of fire catching and how quickly it spreads. There's some speed coming up in your life. And more change. The Swan represents incredible transformation and a connection to your intuition. So I'm actually picking up on there may be, like, a leveling up happening or an enhancement with your own connection to spirituality or your own intuition. And it seems like you may have quieted this part of your connection to spirituality. This may be something that you practiced at one point, but you haven't had time for, or it's felt like it hasn't resonated with you. If there's something old here, there's some old practice, and it could be as simple as yoga or meditating consistently or journaling. Like, there's some connection to your higher consciousness that you haven't been able to engage with in a while. And this leveling up or, you know, enhancement that feels like it's about to show up for you seems like it is going to be hard to miss. It feels like that message is going to come through in a sense of like, okay, you're doing this. Let's jump right in. So don't resist it. There's some really incredible wisdom waiting for you with this, within this change. And whatever that block has been, I just threw letting go, whatever that block has been around, what stopped you from connecting to this part of your spirituality, to this part of your intuition, it's clear that that was really important at one point, but it's almost like you need to recognize you don't need it anymore. You don't need that block. You don't need that barrier. It's like you need to give yourself permission to kind of fall back into this, the beautiful empowerment that sits within this change. And that sits within the, and I'm going to actually throw my, from my water deck. Let's see. Because it really feels like you've been kind of just shut off from some part of your intuition, in a sense. And something that used to be so comforting is calling for you. Yeah. And okay, and the other card I just threw is imagine. May you look beyond what you can see. And it's, so get creative with it. It may take a different shape than it did when you first had a relationship with this part of your intuition. It may look a little different. How can you get creative? Let's do one more. How can you get creative with, yeah, how can you get creative with the way that you engage with this part of your intuition? And the next card we threw is lightness. What does it say? May the light lift you to the surface. This is a beautiful reminder that even though so much of our spirituality and our intuition can bring us to really deep things, it doesn't need to get too intense. It doesn't need to get too serious right now. Allow it to have that light, playful energy that also is a big part of your intuition, that is a big part of your spirituality. It's something that when you're reintroducing yourself to a part of your consciousness this way, it's important to keep it light and fun, to remind yourself, right, there's safety here, there's consistency here. Yeah, it's something that is truly empowering and doesn't need, you have the ability to go deep at some point, but you're not there yet. Stay light. And Tara says, I'm hearing light language is what I need to bring in. Yeah, there's some, I'm glad you know exactly where you're headed with this message, because it's clear that it's clear that this is something you used to have that really tight bond with, and that's coming back. So I'm glad that resonates. And feel free to ask any further clarifying questions. I'd be happy to reconnect that way. Okay. Let's see if I'm missing anybody or if we're going to jump back into our topic. Oh, Lori is here. Hi. If you guys missed Lori's show, you need to go listen to it in the archives. She had an incredible show right before me. You can find her on 12radio.com under the on-demand section, and she's in Lori Love Sherpa. And her show will be up in just a few hours. I'll make sure of it. And let me see. Christine is here. Hi. Thanks so much for joining us. Christine is a psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. And I love when we all get to jump in and be a part of each other's little worlds over here. So thanks for being here. And Suzanne is here. Happy to see you live today. I'm happy to have you here with me live. Thanks for being here. And Suzanne says, I'd love a message if time permits. Yes. Let me connect and see. Oh, we got one card jumping right in. We got the Wind Fairy jumping out for you. The Wind Fairy is all about your intellect. It's all about partnering that logical side of the way that your brain functions with your emotions. It's about thriving within intellect, within the logical world. And then we have the Frog. The Frog is all about kind of purging what no longer serves you. I always think of spring cleaning when I think of the frog. There's, it's almost like you feel like your mental space is really clouded right now. Like it seems like you may need to process and let go of some things because your brain just feels so busy. And it feels like there's an opportunity here for you to kind of sit down, allow the logical part of your brain that clearly thrives, allow that to help you process through some of these things, but don't forget about your feeling center. There's balance that's needed here, Suzanne, and I think what's clear, okay, good. And so we just got the altar, which is about being, making sure you're expressing what you're grateful for. But the altar is also an invitation for you to release your burdens. And it's almost like you just need to create that safe space mentally for you to let in. Part of this actually may be forgiveness. You may need to forgive something, forgive someone. You may need to let go of something that you've been holding on to. And it's clear that it's safe to let go. It's clear that it's going to be okay. You just need to, you need to give yourself permission almost to process through it for a second, sit within that feeling, sit within that event that happened, and then say, okay, I don't need to carry this with me anymore. Because that, it's like that mental busyness or the crowded feeling of your thoughts. It's like you just, it feels really tiring. And it's like you just need to let some of it go. And let me see if I can, we're going to do one more for you, Suzanne. Ease. May it be effortless. Yeah, and okay, great. That's exactly what I needed to hear in order to, because this doesn't have to be a heavy process. Again, this can be something that is really freeing. It can be something that is just a light touch on these things that feel so heavy right now. Because you don't need to get fully sucked into whatever that event was that you're struggling to let go of. You don't need to get fully sucked into how heavy those emotions were at some point, because it's clear they don't need to be heavy right now. There's some things that you can hold on to, but there's some things you can definitely let go of. And whether you're holding on to a grudge or worried about something repeating again, it's clear that there's a cycle that's ending here. We see that with the frog, right? We see that with the end of a cycle that comes once you're able to release this emotional baggage. And it's interesting because for you, it feels like it's so heady. It's so stuck in your intellect, but for most people, it would sit within your feeling center. It would sit within your emotions, and it feels really like you've intellectualized it a lot. So allow that to be your superpower through this process too. You don't need to sit too much in the heaviness of it. You can just let some of these things go. And I feel like you're going to be so much lighter, and that this feeling of ease is going to be projected straight through into so many other parts of your world too. And so I love that. I hope that resonates. I hope that feels doable. And let me know if it doesn't. And maybe I can jump in and give you a couple other tools that can help through that releasing process. All right. I hope that resonates, Suzanne. So I think I'm all caught up. If anyone else would like a reading, go ahead and leave a request for one. Or if you would like clarification. Tara says, thanks for the messages. Of course, my dear. Always so happy to connect. Michelle says, thank you, Serena and Mango. Yep, we got Mango still knocked out, asleep next to me. Maybe I'll tilt the camera down and show you at the end. Very helpful and encouraging. You're welcome. Okay, I think I'm all caught up to everybody. All right, so the major tool I wanted to talk about, and it's something I talk about a lot, right? I talk about how you can ground yourself through connecting with nature, ground yourself through connecting with water. I talk about it all the time. And I kind of wanted to take a moment to talk about why this works. Because it's something we say all the time, right? Oh, just reset yourself. Go take a shower. Go jump in the ocean. Go walk in nature, right? Why does that work? I mean, for me, spiritually, it makes sense why having that emotional reset by physically connecting with nature, it just intuitively fits. Like, it makes sense that I get to have this physical response. And there's something that's really powerful and freeing about being able to connect with nature this way. But the reason I wanted to jump into talking about this a bit more in depth, and I only have about 10 minutes or so to do this, so we'll see how we do, but is because as we're engaging with all this change that's going on, and as we're engaging with these seasons of our worlds and of our lives, it is important that we have that consistency. We have that ability to ground ourselves. We have something that is stable amidst all of this change, right? So that you can really center, ground yourself once more, and just truly connect with nature, center yourself, and then handle whatever's happening, right? If you feel like you're swept up by all this change or a victim of the circumstances or anything, and you don't have that grounding foundation, the change is going to feel so much more challenging. I also really like this tool because when change feels overwhelming, you're normally really sucked into an emotional state. And when emotions are high, it's really hard to make grounded, again, I'm using that word again, but it's really hard to make decisions that have been really thought through where you're balancing your emotions and your logic. And so when change feels overwhelming, when you're fully sucked into that that emotional space, it can be so hard to center yourself again. And so this is something that I always recommend, is even if it's just having a glass of water or taking a shower or putting your feet in the lake or the ocean or taking your shoes off and walking on soil or planting something or watering the plants in your house, right? There's so many ways that you can engage with nature, engage with water, that is grounding, is mentally clearing. It helps us kind of connect with our emotions without it getting highly emotional. There's so much that happens when we're able to truly connect with nature and connect with water. And it seems like we talk about this all the time, but I wanted to talk about why this works. And so there we're actually starting to see some scientific studies that are happening about connecting with water and connecting with nature. And there are small studies that are happening, but I still think it's absolutely incredible that even though they're not necessarily going to be recognized by the greater society for a while until we have higher budget studies going on, I think it's incredible that this is a conversation that's happening, and it's happening within the world of talking about stress reduction, talking about inflammation reduction. It's talking about improving sleep and your having mental clarity, improving your mood. So it's covering a lot of things that feel hard and that impact us a lot, right? That if you aren't sleeping, if you're feeling really stressed, if you have inflammation going on, if you, there's so these things that we struggle with, everyone struggles with. And the answer most of the time is, oh, go have a drink. Or like, what are the ways that we often, what are the things that we reach for? We reach for, you're not sleeping, go have more coffee. You're stressed, go have a glass of wine. How can we put these little band-aids on that sometimes create bigger issues? When there are so, what I love about this is we're seeing there's so many simple ways that you can actually quickly help the situation if you're consistent with it. And so some of these studies are showing that the most important aspect of this is an electron exchange that happens when you connect with Earth's surface or when you connect to salt water. So Earth's surface holds a negative electrical charge. And so when you come in direct contact with Earth's surface, whether you're swimming in the sea or walking in the woods barefoot or connecting with soil, right? The sea is an incredible conductor, which really facilitates this electron exchange that's happening. And it can actually neutralize the free radicals in your body, which is just incredible. So this thing that I've always, the thing that, you know, the missing link here is, why does regular like water from our pipes help then too? And that is something that hasn't scientifically, been studied as much, and I hope will at some point. And for me, the spiritual connection to water just feels ancient and feels like it crosses so many boundaries and barriers that we put up all the time. And it's something that immediately brings me right back to center, whether I'm in the ocean or in the shower, right? And if you're able to really recognize that there are physical things happening to your body that we are scientifically proving now, sometimes all you gotta do, like, if even if you don't fully understand it, or even if you don't fully believe it, there is something that is so empowering when you feel overwhelmed. Go get in water. Go walk barefoot. It's actually taking a shower or taking a sip of water is so much more accessible than walking barefoot in the woods to a lot of people. Have plants in your home. Connect with nature that way. It also cleans the air. So bonus there. But there's so many ways that you can truly connect with earth, nature, water, ocean, like all these different aspects, these beautiful natural grounding tools that exist around us that can make handling change so much more doable. And I mean, there's, I think, one of the most empowering examples of this working is the fact that women who connect with water when they're in labor can handle the pain of labor and ground themselves that way, whether they're aware of what's happening or not. Water birds are becoming more and more common now and accepted and validated too. But also, like, when I was in labor, I just got in the shower and I could handle contractions in a completely different way than I did when I wasn't surrounded by water. And it's something that is truly remarkable, the fact that this thing that is so accepted as painful and challenging, not that it also wasn't, but is much more doable simply with the incorporation of having water around you, on your skin, surrounding you. It's so beautiful that it can be that simple. So my point here is, rather than reaching for the Band-Aid, and some could say that this is also a Band-Aid, but what these studies are starting to show is if you consistently engage with water or earth this way, you are going to see overall reduced inflammation. You're going to sleep better. It's not that simple Band-Aid that you reach for when you're in a stressful moment. It's going to reduce the stress in your life overall. So maybe if you are somebody that needs routine in order to incorporate something new into your life, have a routine of, when I shower every morning, I'm going to do it intentionally and allow this to be that moment I ground myself. When I'm going to make sure I'm walking in nature once a week with my shoes off. I don't know. Like, how can you incorporate consistency into this? Because that is going to create the stability that is going to help you handle all of the change and the inconsistency and these shifting seasons everywhere. It's wonderfully empowering. And I can't wait to see what else we learn about why this works. And for me, spiritually feeling connected to it is a reason enough, right? But some people need a bit more concrete examples or reasons why it works. So, okay, I'm running out of time. Let me check in with you guys in the chat. Let's see. Suzanne, thank you so much. This Aquarian Mind, oh, about her reading. This Aquarian Mind is an on overload with health issues for myself, family, pets. Yeah, making them daily focus unnecessary. Yeah, I get it. That mental, there are things that you can release. It's clear that the way that you're taking things on right now isn't sustainable. So it's clear that this also may need to be a conversation with your family about unburdening yourself and being able to share the load. It seems like there's people around you that can help as well. So Suzanne, I hope you're able to have that conversation with yourself and with the closest people around you to be able to have somebody else shoulder the weight of that sometimes, so that you don't feel like you're doing it on your own. Okay. I get it's hard as an Aquarius too. I know that structure can be so hard to let go of, but allow yourself to create new structure. Okay. That's something that you are empowered to do as well. And Shell says, amazing message. Thanks for talking about this. You're welcome. Plants in the house. Cool idea. I have noticed drinking water helps ground me. It isn't as powerful as walking barefoot on the beach in the grass or the woods, but it does work. Yes, it does work. It is incredible how just I mean, anytime we're able to bring that presence into daily practices too, whether it's taking a sip of water or jumping in the shower or brushing your hair, shaking out your hair, shaking out the energy from the day before. I love doing that every morning. If you're able to bring intention into these moments rather than just subconsciously going through it, like, you know, walking through it because it's just a habit at this point, it allows you to reset as well. And that's an incredible way to bond with the world around you, with nature around you, even if it's from water coming out of a pipe. It counts. It does. All right, you guys. I had a wonderful time connecting with you all today. Thank you for being here. And we're at the end of the hour. So I want to just say thanks to everybody in the chat room. Go ahead and subscribe if you haven't already. My channel is growing like crazy, and I'm so excited to connect with everyone. And all of you from all over the world, thank you for being here. Go ahead and like this video if you haven't already. That also helps so much. And if you are interested in connecting throughout the week, you can find me over at 12listen.com. If I'm not online or if I am busy, go ahead and request a call. Or you can check out my email-based services. I have a really great 10-minute pre-recorded reading where you ask a question and I will connect with your energy and answer your question through a recording that you can listen back to as many times as you'd like. And that can be really helpful for some people as well. So I'm so glad that you all were here today. For those of you who have been waiting for a mango shot, here he is. There you go. Curled up and very sleepy. There's your mango shot. So thanks for being here, you guys. I will see you all next week. I am live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And I hope you all enjoy the rest of your Monday. Embrace this change, you guys. There's wonderful beauty coming with all of it, okay? And enjoy the rest of your day. I will see you all next time.